Chapter 112. Never mind with what, apostrophe she returned, or with what not. Please to leave us. Come back at any other time, when you may consider it a duty, to bury half an hour wearily here. Good night. Apostrophe, she held up her muffled fingers, that he might touch them with his, according to their usual custom, and he stood over her wheelchair to touch her face with his lips. He thought, then, that her cheek was more strained than usual, and that it was colder. As he followed the direction of her eyes, in rising again, towards Mr. Flintwinch's good friend, Mr. Blandois, Mr. Blandois snapped his finger and thumb with one loud contemptuous snap. I leave your business acquaintance in my mother's room, Mr. Flintwinch, apostrophe said Clennam, with a great deal of surprise, and a great deal of unwillingness. Apostrophe, the person referred to snapped his finger and thumb again. Good night, mother. Apostrophe, good night. Apostrophe, I had a friend once, my good comrade Flintwinch, apostrophe said Blandois, standing astride before the fire, and so evidently saying it to arrest Clennam's retreating steps, that he lingered near the door. I had a friend once, who had heard so much of the dark side of this city and its ways, that he wouldn't have confided himself alone by night with two people who had an interest in getting him under the ground, my faith. Not even in a respectable house like this, unless he was bodily too strong for them. Bah! What a poltroon, my Flintwinch! Eh? Apostrophe, occur, sir. Apostrophe, agreed. Occur. But he wouldn't have done it, my Flintwinch, unless he had known them to have the will to silence him, without the power. He wouldn't have drunk from a glass of water under such circumstances, not even in a respectable house like this, my Flintwinch, unless he had seen one of them drink first, and swallow too. Apostrophe, apostrophe, disdaining to speak, and indeed not very well able, for he was half choking, Clennam only glanced at the visitor as he passed out. The visitor saluted him with another parting snap, and his nose came down over his mustache, and his mustache went up under his nose, in an ominous and ugly smile. For heaven's sake, Affery, apostrophe whispered Clennam, as she opened the door for him in the dark hall, and he groped his way to the side of the night sky, what is going on here? Apostrophe, apostrophe, her own appearance was sufficiently ghastly, standing in the dark with her apron thrown over her head, and speaking behind it in a low, deadened voice. Don't ask me anything, Arthur. I've been in a dream for ever so long. Go away. Apostrophe, he went out, and she shut the door upon him. He looked up at the windows of his mother's room, and the dim light, deadened by the yellow blinds, seemed to say a response after Affery, and to mutter, don't ask me anything. Go away. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.